This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
It is 9 minutes to five. Now, last week, the World Health Organization advised that non-sugar sweeteners should not be used as a means of achieving weight control or reducing the risk of non-communicable diseases such as diabetes and heart disease. So I'm really confused. So the only way to find out is to chat to Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris from the University of South Australia. Evangeline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So let's start off. What are artificial sweeteners? What are we talking about first?
Right. So these are the sweeteners that go into food that are not derived from sugar. So they may be synthetically made, such as, Splenda or aspartame and all those sorts of things. Or they could be products that are naturally extracted from other plants, such as stevia. But the thing that differentiates them from sugar is they don't have any calories or kilojoules in them, but they still have sweetness. And in most cases, they're intensely sweet. So you don't need to use as much as you would use otherwise.
But they are promoted for weight loss, aren't they?
Well, they have been. I mean, I'm sort of a bit sad to say when I was practicing as a clinical dietitian in the 1990s, which probably way before most of your listeners were born, they were promoted as a means of losing weight. So you could drink soft drinks, you could have things like jelly and yogurt. Instead of adding sugar to them, the food industry would add these artificial sweeteners. And theoretically, it could make quite a difference to people's kilojoule intake. And we know that kilojoule balance or calorie balance is really pivotal for people maintaining their weight. So if we just said one person swapped one can of soft drink that was made from sugar and, you know, substituted it with one that was artificially sweetened, they could lose about a kilo a month. So it was quite an appreciable gain. But the problem was we never saw that weight loss over the years. And that was quite confusing to both, you know, health practitioners as well as the scientists.
So what's the new advice then, Dr. Evangeline?
Well, the advice is that using these non-sugar sweeteners will not lead to any weight loss, and so they shouldn't be used for it, and neither will they reduce the risk of non-communicable diseases, and that's things like diabetes and heart disease. So virtually, it's telling us we shouldn't be using artificial sweeteners. And then if you consider the alternative, which is sugar, we already know that we shouldn't be using sugar either.
So these artificial, let's say we go down, we buy a can of soft drink and we have a choice and we say, okay, I either have the one loaded with sugar or I have the one with the artificial sweeteners. Which one should we go for?
Well, that's a difficult question. I hate answering those questions.
You can take it on notice if you want.
No, it's good. It's a good question, but it's a difficult question. So we've got to look at the context of the person. So the only exception is if someone has diabetes and they use this as a way of trying to control their blood glucose levels, okay? So if we sort of take people that have diabetes out of the equation, well, I would say, look, it depends on how often you have these drinks. If they're an everyday occurrence or if people are consuming a couple of litres of soft drinks a day, they should probably really look at reducing their intake of soft drinks.
Right.
Now, if you only have this once a week and it's been a hard day in the radio station and you need a bit of a, you know, pick-me-up and you only do it once a week, you go, well, okay, that's not going to be as much of a problem as if you have them every day. And then I go, well, just pick the one that you like the best. So for some people, they don't like the taste of artificial sweetener. They can have that aftertaste. For others, they're accustomed to artificial sweeteners. So look, think about it. And this is what we've tried to say through all our sessions. Think about your whole dietary pattern. Are you drinking a lot of these drinks? If that's the case, think about alternatives like water, mineral water, maybe unsweetened kombucha. Maybe you need to drink more milk because you're not getting enough calcium. Think about your diet as a total, you know, pattern. And if you're favouring yogurts that have these artificial sweeteners in, then the best advice for yogurts and other types of food is to go for the ones that neither have sugar or artificial sweeteners. In this case, try some Greek yogurt, try plain yogurt, and if you need to sweeten it up a bit, just add some cut-up fruit into it.
I love that. You know what I do with yogurt? I buy the plain one without the sugar, and then I cook up some frozen berries.
Oh, nice.
And I mix that in, and it's like having the sweet yogurt without the sugar.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've become accustomed to the taste of that, you know, that sourness that you get in yogurt. Mm. So I quite like that flavour, and I add it, you know, muesli to it. So that's another thing. People can add a bit of muesli on it and have it crunchy and a little bit texture change and a little bit of sweetness that pops up from any dried fruit in the, you know, muesli. So it's really trying to get away from both artificial sweeteners and sugar.
Are artificial sweeteners unsafe?
Well, that's a good question. The WHO, the World Health Organization, did a systematic review, and the systematic review is what informed this recommendation. And that systematic review just looked at weight loss and non-communicable diseases, all chronic diseases. It didn't consider the safety aspect of it and the dosages of it. And so that's something different. But mostly they have been found to be safe, and it's not like they're recommending them to be banned. And it's a bit funny to say they are safe. I guess they're safe in that acute toxicological aspect. They're not safe for reducing your risk of chronic diseases.
Right, okay. So, look, I think what I've been trying to do is steer away from sweet things altogether, and therefore almost training myself not to crave the sweet, sugary things.
That's right. And it seems that these artificial sweeteners may not reduce that craving effect that sweetness causes. So there's a lot of theories about why don't we see weight loss. One of them is that people compensate. So they say, I'll have a diet soft drink, and since I'm doing that, I'll have that donut. Other people, so we see that a lot. other people may, you know, it drives that sweetness taste in their food all the time, so they still crave it and crave to eat more. And then there are other suggestions that the artificial sweeteners may actually affect our microbiome. And we've spoken about our microbiome before. Yeah, so any one of them could be a possibility, and it could be all of them together. But what we know is, the evidence is pretty clear, is people don't lose weight when they use them.
There you go. Now we know. Dr. Evangeline Mantioros, great to chat with you. We'll chat to you again in a fortnight.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Evangeline Mantioros, accredited practicing dietitian and program director of the Nutrition and Food Sciences degree at the University of South Australia.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.